With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Texas Rangers are World Series champions for the first time in their 63-year franchise history. Here's how Fox TV Sports called the final out of the game. The Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 in Game 5 at Phoenix. The Rangers finished with a postseason record and nearly unfathomable 11-0 record on the road, capping the Fall Classic with three straight wins in the desert. Also at SRNnews.com, no relief for President Biden in the latest poll on his job performance. Bob Agnew reports.
In its summary for the month of October, Real Clear Politics gives the president an average approval rating of just 40.6% against 56% who disapprove. The president's highest ratings came from News Nation and Harvard Harris polls, both of which gave the president 44% approval. His lowest rankings were from Gallup, where he scored just 37% approval against 59% who say they disapprove. A CBS poll in mid-October gave the president a disapproval rating of 60%. Bob Agnew reporting.
According to the director of the FBI, Jews make up 2.4% of the U.S. population, but are the targets of 60% of hate crimes. But the White House says Muslims are the issue. So Wednesday, the Biden administration announced the country's first national strategy to counter Islamophobia. Now, that announcement came on the same day that a pledge was made by Muslim leaders across Minnesota to abandon Biden in the 2024 election. The executive director of CARE told reporters that 60 Muslim leaders and 50,000 Muslim voters stand with them and won't vote for Biden next year. This is SRN News. A transgender sports controversy in Canada.
The scene at the Richmond Hill Aquatic Center's fall swim meet outside Toronto must have seemed surreal. A 50-year-old man who is living as a woman competed in a race against 13 and 14-year-old girls. Local officials told Rebel News they couldn't keep the man out under rules established by the governing body Swimming Canada. The man is a psychology professor at York University who studies children and youth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Kansas judge has put a new state law on medication abortions on hold and blocked the state from enforcing older abortion restrictions. The order from a district judge suspends laws that have spelled out what abortion doctors must tell patients and that require women to wait 24 hours before having an abortion. The decision will remain in effect through a trial set for the summer of next year. A coalition of Kansas abortion doctors filed suit against pro-life laws. This is SRN News. North Korea has likely sent more than a million artillery shells to Russia since August to help in the war with Ukraine.
The claim is from a lawmaker who attended a closed-door audit meeting with South Korea's top spy agency. The North and Russia have been actively boosting the visibility of their partnership in the face of separate, deepening confrontations with the US. Their diplomacy has triggered concerns about an arms arrangement in which North Korea supplies Russia with badly needed munitions in exchange for advanced Russian technologies that would strengthen Kim Jong-un's nuclear-armed military. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Teachers in Portland, Oregon, went on strike Wednesday, closing the school for some 45,000 students in Oregon's biggest city. Schools are closed. There's no classroom or online instruction during the strike. More details at SRNnews.com.